meeting of the Committee on Public Affairs to order on Monday, October 24th, 2016 at 9 o'clock a.m. Sorry, 9:11 a.m. In the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Chu.
Present.
Senator Ishenbaugh.
Absent, excused.
Senator Jackson.
Present.
Senator Jacoby.
Present.
Senator Kohler.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Great. Moving into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, approval of minutes. Agenda item 4A, I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 19th, 2016. Senator Berrigan.
I move to approve the minutes from September 19th, 2016 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, minutes are approved. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 26th, 2016. Senator Berrigan.
I move to approve the minutes from September 26, 2016 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? All right, seeing none, the minutes are approved. Moving into agenda item 7, new business, 7A, the Veterans Breakfast. So let's just check up on this a little bit. I have a couple of points that Senator Ishenbaugh wanted me to address. First of all, Senator Jacoby, an update on how the Prisoners of War table is going with Felipe Gutierrez. Has contact been made, and does Senate need to get anything, or how can we support you?
I have contacted him. He has yet to contact me back, but for the most part, the majority of POW tables follow the same format, so I can get a list right after this meeting.
And then we can know what Senate needs to provide for that. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So let's just have that for next meeting or as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Senator Chu, have you met up with Chai Cook? What are our plans for the banner, and where are we getting the banner from?
All right, so I met with Chai Cook, and she showed me examples of previous banners, mm-hmm. and after speaking with Senator Ishenbaugh, we decided to do similar to in the Joe's stairwell. They have those big, kind of like, not vinyl, but those bigger banners. We want to do something like that. We got in touch with Inkblot to see if they could design this for us, and they can. However, they want us to make sure there will be space wherever we decide to hang it. We're planning on tabling, and I think we plan on deciding when to table to sign the banner at this meeting. In addition to that, discuss potential designs for the banner, but I think that's more an Inkblot thing whenever they get that to us. Tabling is the big thing, because Chai Cook wanted to give that information to GivePulse, because they also want to align themselves with us and give hours for tabling at the signing of the banner.
Okay.
And we usually do that like a week before the event, so like this upcoming week.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's something we
have to do that now. So for that, I think for both those things, it would be beneficial to contact the Joe about, I mean, the actual hanging of the banner to make sure that there's not something else already scheduled to hang up there. And also, if we want a table outside the Joe, to contact the Joe about scheduling a table for that week.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, maybe creating a doodle poll where people can volunteer time so that they can go out there and boot the banner and have students sign it. So,
mm-hmm.
And if you need any help with that, let me know.
Right.
I'd love to help you.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Do you feel good about that and everything? Cool. Yeah. I'm excited to see it. It'll be awesome. Senator Berrigan, how's the confirmation going with the Blind Onion? Is it confirmed, or?
Tila and I already took care of all that stuff.
Okay. So it's all set in stone, we're good?
Basically, so we went to, this Thursday we talked with Rocio and we did the SCAB forms, and then we went up to talk to Joe Scheduling to schedule the Blind Onion. So everything's 100%. All we're doing now is we're just meeting with the Blind Onion and the Joe at the same time to, just make sure that we get everything, like discuss payment, like on what we're gonna do. So I had the quote, but we were talking about getting a salad bar as well.
Okay.
And so Senator Ishenbaugh and I already talked. I don't know if she let you know about that already.
Okay. When is that happening? That meeting?
Let me check my email. It is sometime this week when Senator Ishenbaugh comes back. However, it's just between us and the Joe and the Blind Onion.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That will be awesome. And I totally forgot to explain all this to the interns, but as part of the duties of the Committee on Public Affairs and the SAS is to put on a veterans breakfast, but we're doing like a veterans luncheon, and it's around Veterans Day just to honor those people and give them, you know, a free meal. So our veterans luncheon is going to be on Thursday, November 10th, the day before Veterans Day, from 11 to 2 in the Blind Onion. So if you guys want to come and help out with that, we'll be talking more about the actual day later, but right now we're just planning logistics for it. But if you guys have any ideas or anything, as always, make sure you raise your hand. I'll call on you and you can share with everyone. Cool. Okay, is there anything else on the Veterans Breakfast that anyone wants to address or questions or anything? Yes.
Do we know where last year's banner was? That was something Ms. Cook brought to my attention, and we still have not located it. I don't know who we would talk to.
I know Senator Bolt, who actually works in the Center for Student Engagement now, he was the chair of the Committee on Public Affairs, and so I can talk to him about that and ask him where it is, but then we can try to get that. So, okay, perfect. Yeah.
What type of work can interns help with on this project?
A lot of times, I was an intern last year for this committee, and we went to the event and helped staff it, or like when we have this tabling event and Senator Chu creates a doodle pool, you can always help them volunteer and do things like at the table. But more so when we're like creating events like this, and we really want to hear your guys' ideas and really have you contribute to the discussion. It was just kind of a kind of late in the game thing, but we still want you guys to help with this because it's going to be a really cool event. Yeah? Anything else on Veterans Breakfast? Okay, moving into agenda item 7B, legislation on committee duties. So we had talked about previously adding Constitution Day and a 9/11 memorial to the jobs of the committees, but with discussion in Senate and oversight about really making sure that Senate isn't doing programming things, I think we just kind of wanted to have a bigger discussion on what you think our role is in that, or if you think we should include those days in the SAS, or if that's kind of against what we were talking about, if anyone has any info on that. I don't know if Dr. Beattie, if you had anything to say about that. Like, for me, I was thinking that these might count as different events because they're not necessarily events. It's more so like an awareness thing, like the Veterans Breakfast is, but do you have an opinion on, yes, Dr. Beattie?
There's two modes of thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Much like you did, Senate did with Unity, it can be written into the programming's job duties, right? Senate has the power to do that. Since it's government-type stuff we're talking about, there's no problem with Senate doing it because, you're right, it's not, it is a program, but it's not generally programming,
mm-hmm.
right? Running March from the Arch, where you're coordinating Washoe County with freeway closures,
mm-hmm.
City of Reno with street closures,
yeah.
Washoe County with the courthouse parking lot, so on and so forth, is a complicated program that takes some programming skills. Handing up pocket constitutions or putting flags on the lawn is much, much less stringent. So I don't think that it will be outside of Senate's realm if they wanted to put on like 9/11 Day and stuff around democracy and pushing U.S. governmental stuff. That being said, it could also be something for legislative affairs because it's nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something that is a combined responsibility of legislative and university affairs. There's a lot of different ways you can do it, and none of them are unrealistic within the bounds.
Mm-hmm. Senator Bergen?
I believe last time that we spoke about this, we actually talked about including in the wording of the legislation that we would team up, this committee would team up with legislative affairs to put on said events. That's what we were talking about at that meeting. So, I don't know. Personally, I think that it wouldn't be too far to include this into the duties of our committee and legislative affairs, just due to the fact that I think if we don't, we don't have that guarantee that something will be done ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, part of legislative affairs is they're doers. So they're supposed to be doing some programming,
mm-hmm.
right? Getting people to register for vote, taking
yeah.
people down to Carson City. So it's a skill set that they are supposed to pick up.
Great. Okay. Any more discussion on that? No? I'll bring all that to oversight. Senator Bergen, were you speaking?
So Keely and I are meeting actually with the owner of the Blind 90 and the Joe tomorrow on the 25th, and we're just actually in the middle of confirming a time.
Great.
Right now.
Great. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Anything else on that? No? All right. Moving into agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 9:21 a.m. Okay.